nice that we all get to eat together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can we maybe put the phones down and have an actual human conversation?
We can, but thanks to Steve Jobs, we don't have to.
Guys, you're never gonna believe this.
What happened?
I just got a part on a TV show.
Congratulations.
That's great.
Guys.
Yay.
What's the show?
NCII or, you know, NCSTD. I don't know. It's just, it's the one with all the letters, and I'm gonna be on it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What's your part?
I play a customer in a diner, and I flirt with Mark Harmon.
Oh, Mark Harmon. He's a dreamboat.
So it's just flirting.
Well, yeah, why?
But no reason. I just think it's sexier when things are left to the imagination.
He's wrong.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
So I read a study that says a man with a dog is 3 times more likely to get a woman's phone number.
Is it true even when the man lets his dog lick peanut butter off his tongue?
I don't see why not.
I mean, if you're really desperate to meet women and like having food eaten out of your mouth, I can set you up with my mom.
Why is that funny? That's just unhygienic.
It's a joke.
I don't think so. I believe that a joke is a brief oral narrative with a climactic humorous twist. For example, Wallowitz's mother is so fat that she decided to go on a diet or exercise or both. Wait, you know, you see, the twist is that people don't usually change. Well, they don't.
Guys, don't forget, my episode's on TV tomorrow night.
We'll be there.
Can we bring anything?
Oh, that's so sweet of you, but I was gonna steal food from here. You know, my treat.
Wait, if Howard's mother is coming, then you should also steal marbles. Because she's obese, and hippos are obese, and in the popular board game Hungry Hungry Hippos, they eat marbles. Maybe I need to dumb these down for you. Leonard, do you think I'm funny?
No.
Do you?
I think I'm hysterical.
I take it back. That was funny.
The philosopher Henri Bergson says it's funny when a human being behaves like an object.
I bet that bit killed at the Chuckle Hut.
Oh, he didn't perform stand-up comedy. He was a philosopher.
Now, I think we're zeroing in on your problem.
Perhaps I'll spend some time developing a unified theory of comedy, which will allow me to elicit laughter from anyone at any time. Unless they're German, because that's a tough crowd.
Are you set on people laughing with you? Because if you're cool with at you...
I don't get it.
Raj, when you said you were going to bring a date to watch Penny's thing tonight, I didn't think you meant Stuart.
Really? I'd never for a second thought it'd be anything else.
I almost met someone last night, but I blew it. I was walking Cinnamon and this girl introduced herself, but she was so cute, I panicked and said, wouldn't it be easier if instead of talking, we could just sniff each other's butts?
Well, Stuart's cute in his own way.
When I was a baby, my mother called me her little possum.
A possum's cute?
Not at all.
If you're so intimidated by talking to attractive girls, maybe you should practice by talking to regular people.
You mean like fatties and uggos?
Or maybe just stop talking.
I'm serious. You go to the mall. Talk to anybody. Practice. That way, when you eventually do talk to a cute girl, it won't be so scary.
Or just keep dating the possum.
Parsa doesn't have those kind of resources.
No, and that's why he had Aaron Pace rewire.
So proud of you.
I haven't even gotten to my scene yet.
I know, but you're gonna be a TV star and you haven't left me yet. That takes guts.
I don't know about you, but I'm very uncomfortable with all this.
Why?
I've never seen this show before, and now I'm starting with episode 246. It's unnatural.
Just think of the first 245 as the prequel.
All right.
Okay, shh, guys, guys, this is it.
I guess it's you and me, kid. What are you doing?
I'm trying to make peace.
Or good?
Good.
Are you kidding me? What's wrong? Well, the diner scene. Where's my diner scene?
Look, don't ask me until I see the prequel. I'm lost.
No, there's supposed to be a big scene with me and Mark Harmon, but it's gone.
What happened?
They must have cut it.
Oh, Penny. I'm sorry.
That stinks.
Sure you agreed?
This doesn't make any sense to me. I thought I did a really good job. Excuse me.
I've been studying how to make people laugh. They say that comedy is tragedy plus time. Let's tickle some ribs.
No, Dad, I don't think they cut me out of the show because I was too pretty. No, I don't need you to come out and kick Mark Harmon's ass. Daddy, I gotta go. I love you.
Bye. How you doing?
Oh, this is such a disaster. My parents had all my relatives over. They got one of those 6-foot sandwiches and got my brother a day pass out of rehab, and now he's missing and the sandwich is missing and they're probably in Mexico by now. So humiliating.
You still got the part. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, but this was supposed to be my break, okay? People were gonna see me in this show and it was gonna lead to bigger things. More auditions, more parts. And none of that's gonna happen.
Well, honey, you only had like 3 lines. That wasn't gonna happen anyway.
Unbelievable.
Oh, come on. No, that's not what I meant.
Then what did you mean?
You know, words don't always have to mean things.
I think you meant that you don't believe in me.
No, I might not know what I meant, but I know that I didn't mean that. Not this guy. No way.
I want you right now to give me your 100% honest opinion. Do you think I have what it takes to really make it as an actress?
Yes.
So you think I'll be on TV and in movies and win awards?
Honestly?
Yes, honestly.
I don't.
How could you say that?
I don't know. I got all confused when you said honestly.
Oh.
Look, do I think that you are talented and that you're beautiful? Of course I do. But isn't Los Angeles full of actresses who are just as talented, just as beautiful? We'll come back to that.
No, please, don't stop. Go on. Tell me how I'm going to be a waitress for the rest of my life.
That is not what I said. Look, I think you're really good. I truly do, but this is an incredibly hard thing that you're shooting for. I mean, the odds of anyone becoming a successful actor, like 1,000,000 to 1.
Wow, thank you.
Should've let Sheldon come.
This is interesting. Apparently, a key component in some forms of humor is the element of surprise.
Well, that makes sense. The prefrontal cortex is responsible for planning and anticipation, and patients with brain lesions...
Brain lesions!
Sheldon, you scared me. That wasn't funny.
Maybe you have a stick up your prefrontal cortex.
The notion that you can read a few books and come up with a definitive theory of comedy is absurd. I mean, Humor is a complex neurological...